In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes dreams come true. Watching this morning's rite of baptism may not seem like a dream come true to some, yet to others it is the embodiment of one's dreams coming true. Perhaps a parent or grandparent has dreamt of watching their child or grandchild be baptized. Maybe a long-term friend of the family has excitedly anticipated this baptism. Or maybe a sibling can hardly wait to watch their brother or sister be baptized. We aren't the only ones who have dreams for each other. God also has big dreams for us. Big dreams. Look at this morning's reading from the prophet Isaiah. In this particular passage of Scripture, God talks about God's big dreams for us. Listen to what Isaiah writes. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind. I have given you as a covenant to the people. God is dreaming about our future together with God via a covenant. A covenant, as many of you may recall, is where two parties enter into something akin to a heart-binding contract based upon certain desirable outcomes. The outcome God is setting us up for is a relational contract and a commitment to us based upon God's altruistic, highest hopes and dreams for our future. Throughout Scripture, God will frequently liken God's relationship with us to a marriage covenant. Throughout the past several centuries in the West, marriage has become increasingly consensual and based upon romantic love, so that when someone decides to get married, they are not only committing to the person, but they're also dreaming about their future together. And they're hoping for what is to come. In my own 2-week and 1-day old marriage, it's a perfect example of that anticipatory romantic love. Yet even without the romantic element, a covenant is designed to influence the future. Dreams are stated and have an overtone of optimism. Isaiah highlights this optimism. He declares that we are to be a light to the nations. Big dreams, God-sized dreams, not only impact our lives, but also those beyond our sphere of influence. Sometimes these dreams are so big that they influence a nation. God-sized dreams created the Salvation Army, the Episcopal Relief and Development, Camp Stevens, the Sierra Club, or your favorite organizations. Each of these were started with a dream. Because of the persistence, dedication, and sacrifice of the people who dreamed up these organizations, our world is changed. Because of these organizations' founders, light and attention is now being drawn to their causes. Because of the Salvation Army's work, people now have a direct way to help feed the hungry. Because of Episcopal Relief and Development, we can directly give to those that suffer from natural disasters. Because of Camp Stevens, we can directly broaden the worldview of city youth who might never experience the natural world. Now they can go camping and snack on delicious s'mores. When we open our hearts to God's dreams, our lives change. In the words of Isaiah, the eyes of the blind are opened. We become the version of ourselves that God dreams for us in God's heart-binding covenant. We become the version of ourselves that God dreams for us in God's heart-binding covenant. We see things differently. We act differently, both as individuals and as a community. At St. Cross, because of the faithfulness of so many individuals through so many decades, we, with God's help, have continued to help open the eyes to those blind to the needs of our community. We have opened a runaway teen shelter. We opened a thrift store to raise funds for ministry. We readily feed the homeless every month by partnering with Neighbor to Neighbor. We help provide shelter to those who would otherwise be homeless because we join with Family Promise. And we keep praying for peace, reconciliation, and justice all over the world because we know that God is whispering God's dreams and hopes into the hearts of today's and tomorrow's leaders. God's dream is so big, so beautiful, so variable that we cannot embrace them on our own. It's like baptism. Baptism is a visible reminder that we cannot accomplish God's work in our life on our own strength, power, or determination. Ask anyone who has struggled with addiction, and they will tell you that their own power was not enough to keep them sober. Ask anyone who has battled with disease or depression, and they will tell you that their own power was not enough to keep them going forward. We cannot do God's work alone, on our own power and strength. We cannot earn baptism. It's one of the reasons why we baptize children, is to remind us that we cannot earn God's grace. We cannot earn God's big dreams. We cannot earn God's love or impress God with our hard work. We can't earn an invitation to come and join the family of God. A baby simply exists. They eat, they cry, they make cute, adorable noises and make messes in diapers. Yet even the most exhausted parent will tell you that all these extra household duties and lack of sleep are worth it, because the baby brings so much joy into their world. First-time parents will often describe that as they even look at or think about their baby, they have never felt this depth of love before. Babies are loved just as they are. No performance, no fulfillment of expectations. They simply exist, and they are loved for it. That is how God feels about you. You are loved simply for being. And baptism reminds us that we are welcomed into the family of God for being just who we are. Baptism is such a gift. It's God's gift to us. Our church, like God, welcomes you wherever you are. A baby can't walk or talk. They can't pitch in to help the church's mission. A baby can't tithe or pledge, or even understand the words that I'm speaking right now. Yet babies and the children that will be baptized today are fully welcomed into our church. That's why in a little while, when we have the Eucharist, when the bread and the wine are offered, we offer those elements to everyone. Everyone is welcome to receive the Eucharist because God's gifts aren't earned, but they're freely given to all. And when you come and take communion, remember that this is another one of God's dreams coming true for you. It's coming true. You're fulfilling one of God's dreams right now.